Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We are joined by Tim Young, who is a FTSE day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Very good, thanks, Zach. Very good.
Right, a slight pie in the face. I was looking for 7,000 by the end of the week for the FTSE 100, which it managed to avoid. It looks like it's going to avoid. But we're near support at the moment, 68.50.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did say last week that I wouldn't expect it to go straight over 7,000, and we probably would get a downward move. But it has been a very frustrating week, as you say. It's just, you know, we seem to have support around just below 68.50, but it seems to just be going nowhere the last week. You know, it's almost as if the market seems to be in the doldrums, waiting for a direction. It's been a bit frustrating, to be fair, but. You know, I've still got my long-term bullish outlook, and I'm only trading on the long side. But it hasn't been the. It's been a frustrating week to I would say.
Right. I mean, you're involved clearly mostly on the technical side. It's slightly ironic that FTSE hasn't gone over the top, just because the data has actually been very good, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah. I mean, it's always hard to know what the cause and effect is between the data and the actual market movements, but it just seems to be we've just down in this 68.50 as you're alluding to earlier. I think that's probably where the support is, around that 68.50 level, but it doesn't seem to want to break below that. But also it's not breaking significantly above that. You know, it's just when the market's going sideways like this, it's my least favorite type of market, really. You know, where it just grinds and doesn't really move in a strong direction,
But what I mean, what's your approach is normally like? You're looking for support. You're on the long side normally. You're looking for support points, and then you'll job in and out for like 10, 20 points, something like that.
That's pretty much what I try and do. But even getting 10 points with the way this market has been not moving this week, even that's been more of a challenge than normal. But that's the markets, isn't it? They go through their different moods. At the moment, it just seems to want to be frustrating.
Okay, let's have a look at the charts you brought in. A couple of charts to look at. I think the hourly one first. What's this telling us?
Yeah, that was the hourly from yesterday. I mean, I must admit, more egg on face. I was thinking that was set up really nicely to go up. You know, as we've said before, quite often it's been a good idea to buy about 4:30 on the Thursday and then hold overnight, and then by mid morning next morning, it's often gone up. You know, by a significant number of points. So that was telling me that looked pretty bullish to me. That looked like a bullish setup, but it's just kind of meandered and gone nowhere since then. So we're still roughly in the oversold state of where we were before. So it's closer to oversold than overbought down at this level. So I'm expecting that 6850 is going to hold. And we're just going to drift along sideways, and you know, maybe we'll start going up again early next week. But that's the way I'm reading that we're closer to oversold than overbought. Probably looks like it's going to be going up today. That's my read on the 1 hour.
Right, and if we do break 68.50, is that something which should be serious for you? Would you expect the market then to drop another 50, 100 points quite quickly, or is it? I mean, you're not factoring that in at this stage.
I think 6.8 would be strong support underneath there. I just think that you know, the market was never just going to blast over 7,000 in one go. I think it's probably just consolidating a bit, getting over some of the overbought condition before going up again. But if it did exactly what you wanted it to do, it would be ideal. But
it'd be boring, wouldn't it? Really.
It'd be boring. I think I could live with that boredom. But I think 6.8 is probably where the support would be after this.
Right. Just to have a look at the 4 hour chart, which you brought in as well. A lot of professional traders look at the 4 hour for insight, and that still does look very solid, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, you've got these candlesticks here. I was just looking at it a bit earlier, and we've got all these candlesticks seem to find support around 6.846, something around there, you know, around about the 6.850 mark. So it does look quite solid. Again, you know, the stochastics are closer to oversold than overbought, and the RSI is, again, closer to oversold. So, yeah, I think it does look solid. It looks like it may be setting up for a move higher. In fact, looking at it, it looks quite similar to back in August when we had that, back on the 5th of August, when we had that massive big green candlestick up after just it seemed like forever of sideways movement. It looks like a similar sort of pattern to that to me.
Yeah, so just trying to build a base there ahead of a new leg to the upside.
That's the way I'm reading the market, yeah.
Okay, well, on that optimistic note, Tim Young, day trader at Iondo, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.